Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. The Clay Edwards Show, this segment brought to you by our friends over at iGear Optical right there on Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi, 2630 Highway 80 to be exact. Guys, iGear Optical, they're never going to just hand out a pair of glasses like it's a box of shoes. Bruce and the team are going to adjust your frames before measurements, before taking measurements, and a second time after the lenses have been installed, and then again when you pick them up for a fine, personalized, tuned, custom fit. Bruce is going to ask you a lot of questions, just like I run my mouth a lot. Bruce is going to ask you a lot of questions to make sure he gets the best lenses with just the right amount of technology for all your wants and needs. And the further away I have to hold this sheet of paper as I read this really, really reminds me on a daily basis that I, too, need to go get a good pair of readers from Bruce over at iGear Optical. You shouldn't be having to hold stuff further away to read it as you get older. You should be able to, you know, just look at it. Anyway, one of those aha moments as I'm sitting here reading this. Look, so Bruce is going to make you, I'm sorry, Bruce will make sure you select the right frame for maximum comfort, durability, and style that fits your needs. iGear Optical, they are not an insurance. They want to deal with you instead of having to deal with your insurance company telling them how to take care of you. Got any questions? Let them know. iGear Optical, they fit glasses to you for your lifestyle and for your budget. Get your vision in high gear today. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 2. iGearOptical.com, Highway 80, Pearl, Mississippi. I'm just going through some stuff here. I'm just kind of cruising the internet, so to say. And it looks like Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, terrible name, has shattered every streaming record for its first day. Of course, it's been longer than a day now. This is going back to Friday. Says here on WLBT, must be a slow news day because I'm talking about it, so I can't really say anything. Anyway, says Taylor Swift is once again shattering records. Swift's latest album, The Tortured Poets Department, became the most streamed LP on its first day across Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Music. The album, with a total of 31 songs, was streamed 300 million times on Friday on Spotify alone, while its opening track, Fortnite, became the platform's most streamed song in a single day. That's their new song with Post Malone. Tortured Poets Department, blah, 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 blah. It don't matter. Long story short, I am one of the people who did, in fact, not stream Taylor Swift's new album. Taylor is a communist, as far as I'm concerned. I've seen the video of her bashing Trump supporters, so she ain't my I'm not her key demographic. That's just all I got to say about that. God, she makes terrible music. Look, I don't care what you think. All this new electronic pop, all this pop stuff now, it's just horrible. It's just bad music. Bad, bad music. But we're not going to get into music reviews here on today's show. I'm sure Ashton Pittman is probably sitting back right now over at the Mississippi Free Press offices with his earbuds in his ear listening to Taylor Swift. Ironically, I think I saw him post some dissection of the lyrics the other day because people are reading them wrong. It doesn't matter. Grown man sitting back listening to Tay-Tay just seems a little weird to me. Put them on a list of some sort. All right, I was going to tell you about Joe Biden here. Now look, the Guns and Gear text line, 769 241-1944. 769-241-1944. Also, the phone line, Mazdev Jackson, 601-879-0002. If you guys hear anything that you want to add to this morning. Joe Biden has come to a realization that people don't like him. And I love this. Joe Biden, this is him the other day. This is going to be a little long-winded here, so y'all bear with me. Joe's about a minute or two, and then I got some thoughts on this. And I'm going to piece a puzzle together for y'all to show you that Joe Biden is, in fact, a racist. So, this is Joe coming to the realization. This is him coming to the realization that people do not like him, especially kids, especially blue-collar America First, non-communist Americans.
Thought I'd see a time when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or something and see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time. It's not who we are.
Oh, it is who we are. We hate you. Our kids hate you. I flip at the middle fingers in the studio right now. Not air quotes, middle fingers, both hands. Look, Ma, no hands. So, Joe Biden went into a gas station up in Scranton. Old Scrappin' Scranton Joe Biden. Joe from Scranton. I'm conflicted on Scranton. I hate it. Because Joe's from there. I hate everything about Joe. I hate everything. What kind of shoes are we wearing? Oh, I hate those now. He's from Scranton? Hate it. What's Joe eating today? Hate it. Must taste terrible. Tapioca ice cream. But he walked in, and I can't play this because of all the cuss words. Joe walked in, they have a gas station chain up there called Sheetz. It's Sheetz. After Daddy Trump, our Lord and Savior, Donald Trump, walked into the, went to the bodega there in Harlem, and people were lined up outside in one of the blackest districts in America, one of the bluest Democrat, African American, Black American, however you want to say that, districts in America, and they're all chanting, USA, USA, we want Trump 4 more years. While they're all doing that, Biden says, oh, I'm going to show people, the real president, Karine Jean-Pierre, the gay black lesbian, she is really the president. So she makes a decision that Joe Biden needs to go to a gas station in his hometown, Scranton. Oh, Scrappin' Joe from Scranton. Needs to go into a gas station and let people see how much people love him. It backfired. Y'all need to just search it. Joe getting cussed out at a gas station. People are in there giving him unmitigated hell. F you, Biden. They're not chanting FJB. They are just cussing this man out. And it's glorious. They're treating him the way liberals treated Trump. And I don't want to hear anything from you Democrats about decorum or any of that. Y'all remember that time that Trump's limo, his entourage, passed by somebody and some woman was riding her bike and she flips him off, and I think they made her like Time Person of the Year. They love that. And you know what? You know what that sound is? That's me putting it in my veins. I love it too when we do it to them. So, what does Joe Biden decide to do after he got cussed out in a gas station in his hometown? Now I'm starting to understand how Scranton folks feel, because I feel that way about Jackson and Chakwe Lumumba. If I ever get into a room with Chakwe, I don't care if it's church, a political function, next to him at the red light,
a restaurant, it doesn't matter. I'm cussing him out. I ain't going to fight the man. I ain't touching the man. I'm past that point in my life. I ain't trying to get physical with anybody. Would never put myself in that situation. Unless I just had to. But I'm cussing Chalkway out because of what he's done to my hometown. So I understand Scranton folks being upset. Now, maybe I don't need to look at Scranton the way through the lens of Joe Biden. So what does Joe do the next day? Well, Joe's so angry, or Karine Jean-Pierre, the real president, is so angry that they have filed a federal lawsuit against Sheetz gas stations for racial discrimination. You may be asking yourself, well, Clay, what did they possibly do to blacks and browns as people for Joe Biden and the venerable Biden administration to file a racial discrimination lawsuit? Keep in mind, this is one day after he just walked his candy butt right into that gas station and got cussed out. You can't make this stuff up. They're saying because Sheetz does background checks, that it unduly impacts minority communities. Basically, they're saying it's racist of Sheetz to do background checks because they know that more black people have criminal backgrounds than white. That's what they're saying, not Clay. I'm just repeating it. I'm deciphering this for y'all. Joe Biden is saying, I know that black people break the law more, and if you do a background check, it affects them more negatively than it does other groups. Now, y'all know my stance on hiring felons and felons getting a second chance. This ain't about that. This is this company's policy. It is what it is. I don't even have to agree with it. I do agree with background checks. I don't mind hiring a felon, but I want to know what you did. Sorry. You know, it's like if you stole money, I want to make sure that I'm not putting you behind the register. It's really, really simple to explain. Derek, stay on hold. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Derek on hold. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.